football memorabilia in 2008. He'd be released by October 1st if it's approved. This is USA Radio News.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Yeah, it's tough news.
That's Lindsey Graham speaking of his Senate colleague and longtime friend John McCain as the 80-year-old Arizona Republican's been diagnosed with brain cancer, facing some difficult treatment options.
Talk to John. And I might have to stay here a little bit longer, take some treatments, and I'll be back.
Graham referring to the five-minute phone call he says he had with McCain yesterday. Meghan McCain says her father won't surrender to cancer. In a statement on behalf of the entire family, his daughter said the 2008 GOP presidential nominee is the toughest person she knows. The Congressional Budget Office now says if Obamacare is repealed without anything to immediately replace it, 32 million people would lose health care coverage over the next decade. The CBO releasing that score late yesterday, saying 17 million people would lose coverage next year alone. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:04, it is more than 77 degrees. We did this last week. It still says 77. I think it's warmer than 77, don't you?
Yes, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jim. It'll help you.
I concur. What do you want me to say?
Yes, you agree.
Just ballpark it. It's probably 85 degrees
I think
right
it's
now.
It's 85 degrees. Okay. National Weather Service is saying 86. Very good, Jim. There's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon. There's a heat advisory in effect until 8 o'clock tomorrow
there's
night.
There's a slight chance that I'm going to. Never mind.
Now, we talked about that the other day.
It's a slight chance for anything to happen in this world, Jennifer.
And remember, the library is open today, so if you're too
There's
hot,
a slight chance for a black bear to
a little bit more than
be a guest on our radio show
There's
today.
A little bit more than a chance there was a sighting on Thatcher's Hill. Tomorrow, it stays hot and humid with a high of 92. Saturday and Sunday, there's a chance of thunderstorms and showers all day with a high in the mid-80s. And then Monday, the chance of showers, storms, and thunderstorms continue.
I mean, when you go down the slight chance path, it's anything. There's a slight chance Armageddon's going to happen on Sunday.
No, there's at least a 50% chance on Sunday of showers.
Oh, I thought you were going to say of Armageddon. Oh, no.
No, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, there's a strong chance of showers and thunderstorms.
I just don't like the whole slight chance thing. Why hedging your bets? You're a professional meteorologist. Just go for it. What's the worst that can happen?
the only job where you can be wrong. Make a guest be wrong and still get paid.
What are we listening to?
Fats Waller playing the Sheik of Araby.
That's the Sheik of Araby? It's not anything like last night. Well, good morning and welcome to the Library Show. There's a recent Jennifer's playing the Sheik of Araby, and I'll explain in a moment. But it is the Library Show starring Jennifer Winberry, Jim Thatch, and we're broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County. I paused there like we were going to have another guest. Like I was only the second of three or something. Why did I do that? The black bear that had the slight chance of being our guest was in the studio. We're broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County. What is that? Did you just do something?
I just left.
No, something with the...
I lowered
it. Now I feel like I'm being drowned out. So if you can hear this, listen as I tell you that we're broadcasting live from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning, Jennifer, at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, we'll recap last night's first HCL Outdoor Summer Concert of the Year, and we'll give you the rest of this year's schedule. The NCB Garden Expo is this Saturday, July 22nd. We've got all the details and a list of exhibits and presenters. Jennifer says that the fact that there's a highway to hell and only a stairway to heaven says a lot about anticipated traffic volume. Discounts with your library card, the YS Summer Reading Club special events, and a lot more in today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
So the reason Jennifer is playing the old standard, the Sheik of Araby, is because we did have our first summer concert last night. We welcomed the Dan Butera Dixieland Band, which is a new performer for our summer concert series.
But he always says, oh, I don't have a band.
We had a band of eight last night, including a female vocalist. What was your impressions? Jennifer was there. I was there.
I thought it was a lot of fun. It was
a very warm evening. I mean, the Hunterdon County Library puts summer in summer concert series because it was hot.
It was hot.
But it cooled off nicely by the second half of the show, I thought.
I did, too. And I thought it was nice. And there was a breeze. And the sun sets nicely behind the library.
Yes. And the Friends of the Library offered free water for anyone that was interested, just to help take the edge off a little bit. But Dixieland music, Jennifer, just a fun genre of music. Very unique, don't you think?
Yes.
There's a lot going on in a Dixieland song. I mean, just it's almost like it's controlled chaos or something.
That's a good way to put it.
Well, thank you.
I like that. Very good.
I can't hear you in my headphones.
You can't hear me in your
headphones. Oh, because you weren't looking.
Oh, I turned away.
So they were very good. I was glad to have them. What were your impressions? They seemed like they were having a lot of fun up there performing.
They were, and it's so cute. Afterwards, I went up to Dan and thanked him. He's like, were we good? Were we good enough?
Oh, he's always worried. He's a perfectionist, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. No, you were really good.
He mentioned that a great musician was in the audience, Terry Allworthy. Have you ever heard him perform?
I would probably somewhere around town, but...
I tried to have him at the library one time, but we weren't in his price range, unfortunately.
No. No.
Speaking of that, I'm setting the fall schedule. I just need two more performers, and our fall schedule will be complete. After the summer concerts are over, we have two music performances a month until the end of the year. So we'll have a full schedule.
One in your basket.
You did?
I did.
Somebody that you've heard?
The last night's concert, the first half was Dixieland. The second half was big band slash...
Oh, is that they mentioned mm-hmm. that somebody had woman and her husband and had a small combo?
Yes.
Like a jazz combo?
Yes.
Do you recommend them?
I thought they were very good. I think they'd be good.
Did you book, by the way, did you book that Sgt. Pepper thing?
Yes.
Oh, very good. Okay, I saw that this morning.
You told me to.
I know. Well, and for once you did what I said.
Yeah, well, I learned.
So the summer concert series continues next week, Jennifer, at the North County Branch Library. We're alternating locations this year. Next week we'll be at the North County Branch Library. There's a community center right next door to the North County Branch Library with a nice ball field, perfect for an outdoor concert. And the Long Hill String Band will be on hand to perform. And then it's back to the Hunterdon County Library the next Wednesday. That would be, what, August 2nd, Jennifer?
Yes.
And the Blauenberg Band, who we've had for many years, perform for us outdoors, will be back performing their patriotic marches and a lot of... I was going to use the word patriotic again. But a lot of marches and a lot of big brass kind of numbers that you hear at 4th of July picnics and such. Sousa, John Philip Sousa, the March King, Jennifer. And then we move back to the North County Branch Library, Jennifer, on August 9th for the Summer Swing Orchestra. They played at the HCL in past years, but we moved them up there. See if the audience will follow. Very popular Summer Swing, Glenn Miller, Benny Goodman, you get it. And then we ended all up on August 16th with the British Invasion Years, our tentpole concert of the year. The Kona Ice Italian Ice Truck will be on hand to provide refreshments just in case.
What are you doing?
It's as warm that day as it was last night.
What was that?
I was just looking out the window. Is that okay? That's what windows are for.
It was just an odd moment for you to be looking
out
the window.
I couldn't quite see what I was...
For those of you who can't see, Jim is sitting here with his feet up on the chair.
So the HCL Outdoor Concert Series is sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library.
Oh, we've lost our window air conditioner.
And they sponsored, I think we have central air now. Mm-hmm. And they sponsor a lot of our programs and services, the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. If you're interested actually in joining the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. They have their own dedicated page, and you can find out more about this vibrant group of Hunterdon County residents. Why are you rolling your eyes at the word vibrant?
I'm sorry.
I didn't say glorious.
I didn't roll my eyes. Okay, maybe a little.
Okay, so that's December Concert Series. The youth, Jennifer, am I just going to carry it today? You're just going
to
stare at me?
I didn't want to interrupt you. I was waiting for you to stop.
Go ahead.
And talk about Roslo's Reptiles. That
sure.
Will be at the headquarters library today from 1 and 3 o'clock, and he has promised to take everything he brings back home with him. So you want to stop at the youth services desk to see if they still have some tickets left. And he will be at the North County.
I'm sure they don't. This is like their most popular youth services program, yeah. If I'm not mistaken. Am I correct?
I think so. He was already at the North County Branch Library on June 28th, so that that day has passed. But we are having the Quiver Farm back at the North County Branch. It was canceled last week due to the weather. And like we said earlier, the library is a great place to come in if you are hot and need to escape the heat. And tonight at 6 o'clock at the headquarters library, they will be showing Fences. A working-class African-American family, a father tries to raise his family in the 1950s while coming to terms with the events of his life. And it's Denzel Washington and Viola Davis, who I believe won a Best Actress Oscar for that.
Best Supporting Actress, I believe.
And it's the way it's filmed is very interesting. You didn't like it?
I just didn't like the way... I could see it being an excellent play, because they made the movie like a play, which some people must like.
I liked it.
But
I
expect different things from my... I don't know, Jennifer. What do I know?
I liked it. But here I have a question, and I'm hoping you know the answer. All right, we've been waiting for months and months and months to see Dunkirk.
Yes.
It is being shown in 3 different formats.
IMAX, I saw it this morning.
70 millimeter and standard.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know which one to pick?
Well, if we could go to an IMAX theater, I would do that, but I don't know where the closest one is.
Well, they're all at Neshaminy. They're showing all 3 in Neshaminy, so.
Oh, I would pick the most, if you're plopping down the money anyway and you're really into it, get the full movie experience.
What does IMAX?
But an IMAX usually has to be in a special theater, Jennifer.
Yeah, they have it.
Oh, they have an IMAX theater in Neshaminy?
Yeah.
I would go do that. If you've never seen an IMAX movie, why are we talking about it?
Because I don't know what it is. Like, what does it do?
It's like almost a full sense-around kind of experience as opposed to...
Like you can see it on your sides?
I think it's more kind of on the sides, too. Not a full sense-around, but IMAX is like...
Because I have no peripheral vision, so... Like, would that be a problem?
No, it won't be a problem, okay. Jennifer. Or there wouldn't be IMAX movies.
Well, not everyone doesn't have peripheral vision.
But a lot of people are in the same boat you are. They don't want... If you've never seen it, try it.
Try
Experiment.
It. Okay.
How much are the tickets much different?
Well, no, actually, no, they're all the same price. But wait, and this is, you're really going to roll your eyes. We actually have a free set of passes.
Unbelievable. Well, do you got to make reservations for the IMAX?
It doesn't say.
Is it just coming out?
Yeah, it's coming out today.
Well, you might want to explore that, Jennifer.
Okay.
Because it's a new movie.
I know.
You might have to reserve this one.
You think?
Yes.
I don't know. No, we're going to go Monday out.
On the commercial break, Jennifer will be reserving two seats to see Dunkirk at the Neshaminy Theater.
We're going to go Monday afternoon. It's showing like every hour.
Are you
hour.
Going Monday afternoon?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I think it'll be fine.
Well, IMAX might have different showing schedules.
They do. They've got like, they're showing it 15 times.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. So Dunkirk is a movie you think is going to be very popular?
I think so.
Oh, you're a big wartime kind of...
Yeah, World War II.
Is Kiko, and your husband is too.
Yeah. Kiko, are you going to go see it?
I'm sure he is. I don't know if he's listening.
Okay, I don't think... No. It's a scene, we'll find there's a out scene shortly. There's a scene in Mrs. Miniver where all the ships go up the Scottish, up the British channels to rescue the soldiers. So it's kind of cool.
Okay, so this is based on a true story?
Oh, yeah. It's based on true events in World War II.
Very good. And eventually we'll be showing at the Hunter County Library in our Academy Award-nominated film series, which I'm sure it will be. What else is coming up in our movie series, Jennifer, after Fences?
Deep Horizon, August 3rd.
Deep Water Horizon.
The offshore drilling rig disaster from 2010.
We just sailed past our commercial break again. What are you doing over there?
Well, I was about to go to it, and you asked what other movies we were showing.
I thought we had time. We're just not on the same page here.
Passengers on August
17th. I highly recommend Passengers, by the way. Highly recommend it.
And then Loving on September 14th. I
have not seen that one.
Okay, so I'm going to cut you off here, and we will go to the first commercial break.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology.
Good morning and welcome back to the Library Show. I don't say good morning enough to our listeners, Jennifer.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Library Show. We thank you for tuning in. I don't thank them enough either. We thank you for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Or I appreciate it. I can't speak for Jennifer. But I'm pretty sure she appreciates it.
I appreciate the chance to leave the library every Thursday for an hour.
Oh, you don't. You love the library.
I do, actually.
It's time for Today in History. Every week at this time, I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date. Today is July 20th. I also ask her about people who were born or who have died on July 20th to see if she knows who they are just by hearing their name. Let's go back to 1969, Jennifer. I don't have much, obviously. I'm only going back to 1969, Jennifer. Okay, Apollo 11's crew, that could have been part of the trivia question, what was the Apollo mission. But Apollo 11's crew successfully makes the first man landing on the moon. This was a big date. Whatever, 48 years ago? So in 2 years, this is going to be a huge anniversary. There's going to be big stuff going on. They'll probably have a moon launch for that, I bet. They'll probably go back to the moon 50 years later. That's my guess, even though I have not heard anything about that. So 48 years ago, Jennifer, Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin became the first humans to walk on the moon. Well, actually, it was July 21st, it says.
What's the time difference between?
Good point. I have no idea. I guess that's why.
I don't know.
UTC. It said July 21st, UTC. What does UTC stand for? That would answer the question, Jennifer. My question to you is, where on the moon did they land?
Where?
Yes.
Don't know.
They named the spot that they land on, or it was a named spot. You know, there's places on the moon that they name.
I don't know.
The Sea of Tranquility. Does that ring a bell?
Yes.
That should be a good trivia question. I've got to remember
it's
that.
It's Coordinated Universal Time.
Okay, so it's a little different.
It's based for civil time.
You mean Universal Time Coordinated?
I don't know why it's backwards.
Okay, let's go to 1976, and let's stick with space, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
What successfully lands on Mars on this date in 1976, a scant 7 years later?
I don't know.
What is the name of the craft? Looking for Viking 1.
Would have never come up with that.
No.
Could have sat here for days.
And then a year later, Jennifer, the CIA releases documents under the Freedom of Information Act revealing that it had done what? Which did not make many people happy. What did they do that they had to release? Through the Freedom of Information Act, they revealed they had engaged in some kind of experiments. I'll give you a little bit more. What kind of experiments did they engage in that they had to come clean about in 1977 on this date?